T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories. Doesn't take much to get shot in New York City these days, as some people standing outside a deli in Harlem discovered last night. Glenn Schuck with more live from Harlem this morning. Glenn?
Yeah, not good, Lee. 141 Grocery, also known as the 141 Grocery Bodega. Suddenly a lot of bullets flying around here about 8:15 last night. Four men in their 20s who were standing outside were all hit in a drive-by. And what happened after that was that three of them got into a Nissan Maxima and drove a few blocks, deciding what to do as they were wounded. But police then helped them get to the hospital. And I'm being told all four men who were shot are in stable condition this morning. Now, Damon lives nearby and spoke to Channel 2 as people were running for cover.
Some people rushed in the store. They said it was gunshot. They looked like in panic.
Yeah, a lot of panic for sure as people were running out of the way of the bullets. A witness is saying 8 to 10 gunshots, it seems, Lee. Now, two men, I'm being told, were questioned initially and briefly, but were not charged as they still look for the shooter. There are quite a few surveillance cameras, as you would expect here on Lenox Avenue, and police are looking at that footage and to try to get a better view of who did the shooting here. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, live at 141st and Lenox in Harlem.
President Biden signed the infrastructure bill yesterday, thanking the approximately 10% of Republicans in Congress who voted for it.
Bipartisan law will modernize our ports, our airports, our freight rail to make it easier for companies to get goods to market, reduce supply chain bottlenecks.
And the package has billions for mass transit in New York, which means that threatened fare hikes and service cuts are on hold for now.
The subway and bus fares have gone up roughly 4% every 2 years over the past decade. But now with the infrastructure bill signed by the president, $10 billion are on their way to New York. Jan O'Lieber, the acting chairman of the MTA, says the money will stabilize the fares for a while.
We're not going to raise the fare in the near term, and we're not going to be cutting service, and we want our riders back.
And outside the Atlantic Terminal, that's what Jason wanted to hear.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah. Well, just what's not to like? Politician, so we'll see what actually happens.
But Andrew Rain, president of the Citizens Budget Commission, says ultimately freezing the fare will hurt the MTA's operating budget. Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds in Brooklyn.
CDC still hasn't signed off on boosters for everyone, but some jurisdictions aren't waiting for that official guidance. New York City is one of them. City Health Commissioner Dr. Dave Choksi says it's now boosters for all here in New York because the city is a high-risk setting.
Providers should not turn a patient away if they request a booster. So long as they're 18 and older and it has been at least 6 months since a Moderna or Pfizer dose, or at least 2 months since a Johnson & Johnson dose.
New Jersey hasn't done this yet, but Governor Murphy says it probably will.
You see what California is, the direction they're headed, Colorado, New York City. I think you can assume that that's a direction we're going to be headed.
It's not exactly prime outdoor dining season, but the City Planning Commission has voted to allow the emergency outdoor dining structures set up for the pandemic to remain permanently. Not everyone thinks this is a great idea, though, as Darius Radzius reports from the West Village this morning.
Will outdoor dining become permanent or eventually become a pandemic pass? Executive Director for the New York City Hospitality Alliance, Andrew Vigie, says the city should not get rid of a good thing.
Outdoor dining saved about 100,000 jobs and countless restaurants from shuttering. But we also know that it's extraordinarily popular among the public.
But opponents argue that it's taking too many parking spots and making narrow streets very hard to navigate. Richie says restaurants will be forced to rethink their outdoor dining areas if it becomes permanent.
Right now, what we see on the sidewalks and in the roadway are not necessarily going to represent what the program's going to look like in the future.
Darius Rantius, 1010 Winds in the West Village.
An ex-con who went to prison for stabbing a cop in Queens is out on the street after attacking another cop. 38-year-old Isis Thompson could have been held pending bail, but prosecutors in the Bronx didn't ask for bail, so a judge cut him loose. Police say Thompson went up to an officer in Fordham Manor on Sunday and hit him in the head with a backpack containing a DVD player, some adult videos, and a small metal safe. The officer was taken to a hospital for evaluation. Police Commissioner Shea is outraged by Thompson's release. The commissioner tweeted this question: do we have to wait for Thompson to kill someone before this is taken seriously? Cops in Queens looking into a possible hate crime at a kosher bagel shop. They say a man walked into Bagels & Co. on Union Turnpike in Fresh Meadows last Wednesday and started shooting video with his phone. He then told employees to take down those Israeli flags and shut the store down, or I'll burn the building down. He then left. We have video of the suspect. We'll put it up at 1010wins.com. Well, we got some off-season personnel moves going on with the Mets and the Yankees, and Mark Rene is following them all very closely. Mark?
And Lee, the interesting thing is both moves involve both teams in a way. The first we had heard whispers about the last few weeks, that's the Yanks bringing in former Mets manager Luis Rojas. He is officially now their new third base coach. Meanwhile, the guy who used to work for the Yankees, former Angels general manager Billy Epler, apparently has emerged as the frontrunner for the Mets GM job. SNY's Andy Martino says the Amazons reportedly have made an offer, but are not confirming that.
And by that, I don't mean that I'm unable to confirm. I mean the Mets are on the phone pointedly not confirming that. So there's a little bit of a semantic game going on about exactly where this stands. So that's got to resolve itself. And Billy Epler has to decide that he wants the job.
Having nosed in front of last week's favorite, Adam Cromie. Mark Rene, 1010 Wins Sports.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Wins. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Wins, visit 1010wins.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.